next win against the Mallards as the 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. Right now, the Raptors looking to keep afloat in the Great Lakes West Division nearing the halfway mark of the first half of the season. The 2-1 from Burns to Robinson is there for a called strike. Off-speed delivery there from Burns to even it up at 2-2. Wisconsin Rapids 6.5 behind the division leader entering tonight's ballgame. 2-2 the count. Off first is Moreno being held on. The breaking ball on the outside corner is there for a called third strike. Just like the first time Burns pitched here against Madison, the Mallards send 8 to the plate in the first and score 4 times, 3 of them off the bat of Corbin Dickerson. 4-1 the score. We head to the top of the second here from the Duck Pond. 6-7-8, Buchanan, Duggar, McIntosh do it for Wisconsin Rapids. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It'll be Walker Buchanan to lead off this top of the second inning here from the Duck Pond. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR, your home for Raptor baseball all season long. Game 17 of 72 on our Northwoods League slate. The first pitch from the right-hander, Harrison Buchel to Buchanan, misses outside for ball one. 4-1 the score, one in the top of the first, four in the bottom half for Madison. That's where we stand right now in this ball game. The 6'3 freshman, Walker Buchanan from Jupiter, Florida, did not have a start this year at Virginia. As the 1-0 pitch lined into center field for a base hit, Buchanan, first at bat, first hit as a Raptor. Talk more about Walker as he's on first base with Cashel Duggar stepping into the box now. Buchanan, appearing in 9 games at Virginia, did not start. 6 at bats, collected his first career collegiate knock. Fun fact about Buchanan, his grandpa is John Havlicek, the legendary Boston Celtics guard. Was born in Fort Myers, Florida. It'll bring up the 7-hitter for the Raptors, Cashel Duggar. First pitch swing, and this one hit back up the middle to shortstop Robinson. Gloves, takes the second, and throws to first in time. It is a 6-3 double play, wiping the leadoff single from Buchanan off the base path. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. Looking at Harrison Buchel, talked about his fantastic work at the Division III level in the CCIW Conference for the Augustana Vikings. He threw 83 innings in the 2023 season, a 1.63 earned run average. The first pitch to McIntosh in there for a called strike. Buchanan, or I should say Buchel, personal note as well. Most runs allowed, he allowed 2 earned runs against the North Central College Cardinals back on April 8th. 10 of those runs, or 8 of those runs were unearned. I remember that start pretty fondly, and it's because I am an alum of North Central College, and I had the pleasure of being at that ball game, getting to call it, and I will say, Bouchel's defense did not do him any favors in that ball game at all. He had lights out stuff through the first two innings that he threw. It was an 11 spot for the Cardinals in that third inning. Bouchel got chased out of the ball game. 1-2 the count on McIntosh, the payoff. This one hit on the ground, left side, a two-hopper, eats up the Mallard third baseman, Davis Hamilton. No play to be made. McIntosh aboard with two outs here in this top of the second inning. Be an E9. It'll bring up Tyler McClanahan. For McClanahan, a name the Rafters have not had in the lineup for a few nights now. Good to see the Alabama State Hornet back in out of Orlando, Florida. Last played at La Crosse on June 10th. 0-for-2 with a couple punch-outs. Was lifted in the middle of that ball game. First pitch to the left-handed hitting. McClanahan misses low for ball one. In 10 games, he's 5-for-28 as McClanahan, a 179 hitter. However, 15 strikeouts in his 28 at-bats thus far in the season. The 1-0. Check swing down in the dirt. Did not go round. Two balls and no strikes on the Raptor right fielder. On Decato and McElfatrick, back to the top of the Raptor order. Leading off first, Kyler McIntosh. Bouchel set, hands at the belt buckle, the 2-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. For the Mallards, 9-1-2 to open the second. David Whittle, Connor Rasmussen, and Davis Hamilton. Tristan Krusenberry warming up down the line for the Raptors. We'll see if he gets the second or if Thomas Burns begins the frame. 2-1 pitch, this one chopped back up the middle. It's the second baseman Rasmussen to glove and take it to the bag for unassisted to end the inning. Raptors send four to the plate, but can't push anything across. We head to the home half of the second from Warner Park. 4-1 the score in favor of the Mallards. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's a call to the bullpen as we enter the bottom of the second inning from Warner Park in Madison. Andy Ockmer, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. 4-1 the score. It's Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, in Campbellsville University to take over for Wisconsin Rapids as we enter the home half of the second inning. This will be Krusenberry's fourth outing of the season for the Raptors. It's his second out of the bullpen. Most recently worked out of the pen following up Thomas Burns on the Sunday matinee 8-5 win against La Crosse. Krusenberry, four innings thrown, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks on five strikeouts and 13 batters faced. He was the opening day starter for the Raptors, was Krusenberry, back on Memorial Day at Hare Baker Field, through 3 2/3 innings against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, allowing two hits, two runs, both earned, four walks, and three strikeouts. His middle outing in his most recent start came on Sunday, June 2nd, against the Lakeshore Chinooks in a 7-5 win. Three innings pitched, one hit allowed, one run. It was earned, walked four, and struck out one. Whittle showing bunt, getting one down on the first pitch from Krusenberry. The throw to first. He was rushed. It's not in time, and it gets under the glove of Max McGuire. So Whittle bunts his way aboard. It's a leadoff knock for the Madison catcher. Couple fun facts on Krusenberry through his 10 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. He's got a 2.53 earned run average and a 1.13 whip. Been very impressive, has Krusenberry. His first two, his only two starts in his first two outings of the season, he threw the exact same number of pitches in both, 61. And he's thrown in all three of the seven games that the Raptors have won this year. So anytime Krusenberry's on the mound, the Raptors win. The first pitch to Connor Rasmussen misses low and out for a ball. A run on two hits and an error for the Raptors. Four runs on five hits and an error for Madison. It'll go E1 there on Krusenberry. Corners in, runner takes off. Duggar's throw down to second. Not in time. Wrong side of the bag there from Duggar. Whittle's in safely. Count sits 2-0 on the second baseman Rasmussen, who singled back in the first inning, was thrown out at the plate on a relay home started by Owen McElfatrick in center field on a double off the bat of Davis Hamilton. For the Raptors, they return home, beginning four home games in 5 days as the 2-0 pitch, breaking ball hit in the air center field. McElfatrick camps underneath to make the grab for the first out of the inning. It'll be Saturday, Sunday against the Lakeshore Chinooks, just a couple weeks after the Raptors were in Lakeshore at Moonlight Graham Field. It was supposed to be two games in 2 days on an overnight trip for the team, but they couldn't get the second game in on Monday, June 3rd, that being made up after the All-Star break. It'll be three games in 2 days in Mequon. Off day Monday for the team before getting an out-of-division team coming into town. Tuesday, Wednesday night against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Here's Davis Hamilton. First pitch to him from Krusenberry. Misses up and out for ball one. Hamilton, the North Dakota State University product, doubled and came in to score back in the first inning. Krusenberry looks into Duggar. The first time these two are together as a battery. 1-0 pitch, tap back up the middle. McIntosh ranging. He'll cut it off behind the second base bag. And a running throw to first is in time to retire Hamilton for the second out of the inning. 6-3 goes Davis. Advancing to third on the putout is David Whittle. Two outs, runner on third for the right-handed hitting first baseman, Jake Monroe. Monroe got the scoring started an inning ago, an RBI double off the bat. For the Raptors, when we get to the top of the third already here in Madison, top of the order to up McElfatrick, Boston, and Jorge Degatti. Krusenberry set the first pitch to Monroe, bounced in for ball one right off the chest protector of Cashel Duggar. Could be seeing some new Raptor arms throw tomorrow night at home against Lakeshore. No Ethan Breslin, Braden Waschek. Could be on tap at some point this weekend as a 1-0 breaking ball misses down low again. Two balls and no strikes on Jake Monroe. Raptors have been getting new guys filling in throughout the week. Still should have a few more to come throughout the summer. A 2-0. Swung on and missed. A heater from Krusenberry at 92. Count moves, two balls and a strike. It's funny getting to talk to Tristan after the game yesterday, walking to the bus. Obviously, the Raptors frustrated with their loss, but he knew he was on tap to throw today. As the 2-1 pitch lined into left field, it is foul. Count evens up 2-2 on that hard hit ball off the bat of Jake Monroe. And he looked at me and he goes, "Andy, I'm sick of losing to these Mallards." I go, "I understand, Tristan." He goes, "No matter what the score is tomorrow," he goes, "I just can't wait to get back out on that mound." He goes, "It's been since Sunday." He goes, "I haven't pitched at Madison yet." He was excited for the crowd. And was telling me how nervous he was for his opening day start at Hare Baker Field when there was just a handful of people at Fondy as the 2-2 break ball misses up and in. So I told him, I said, "Tristan, there's going to be a lot more people here tomorrow night than there was at Fondy on opening day." And he said, "I'm still going to be a little nervous, but that's okay because that means I still care." 3-2 coming here from the right-hander to Jake Monroe. Fastball, it misses high for ball four. A six-pitch walk drawn by Monroe. He's reached twice in as many innings, putting runners on the corners with two down here in the second. It'll bring up Alex Harrell. Walked and later scored an inning ago, walking on five pitches against Thomas Burns, did Harrell. For Burns, his line is final after his one inning of work. First pitch in there for a called strike on Harrell. Burns 34 pitches in that inning, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned. Walked 1, struck out 2. Crusenberry about to fire his 14th pitch of this second inning. Missing up and in to even the count at a ball and a strike. For Mallard's right-hander, Harrison Bouchel threw 2 innings. He's thrown 34 pitches, allowing 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch from Crusenberry misses for ball 2. Raptors looking to improve to 8-9 tonight. The bats are going to have to be key in this one after a 4 spot put up by Madison in the home half of the first. Crusenberry set the 2-1. Fastball hit on a line center field coming in. McElpatrick diving. He's unable to make the play, and it gets over his glove and rolls all the way to the wall. Run scores. Getting waved around behind is Monroe. To third is Alex Harrell. That's where he'll stay. 2 runs driven in off the bat of Alex Harrell. It is 6-1 Madison here in the bottom of the second. It'll be a 2-run triple for the designated hitter. Crusenberry having some traffic on the base paths after setting down hitters 2 and 3. He faced this inning, unable to get out of the jam as another crooked number put up for Madison in this inning. 90 feet away is Harrell on third. It's Corbin Dickerson now. First pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground. That's fair down the left field line. Caroming off the wall, Dickerson will stay put at first base. It's an RBI single. Corbin's driven in 4 runs in these first 2 innings tonight. It is 7-1 Mallards. We'll bring up Justin Best, the 6th hitter in the Madison order, wearing number 7, and he's the 7th hitter to step into the batter's box this inning for Madison. Corners playing in, or at least the Raptor third baseman, DeGotti, was momentarily. First pitch to Best is swung on and missed. Crusenberry, all 3 of the runs he's allowed this inning have been earned. 2 hits and a walk so far for the right-hander out of Campbellsville. The 0-1 pitch misses low and inside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Mentioned for the Raptors, down 6 here in Madison, in danger of losing all 4 games they've played here in the state capital so far this year. It's a pickoff move to check in on Dickerson at first base from Crusenberry prior to the 1-1. These 2 teams will split a home-and-home in July, post a 2-game break on July 1st and 2nd. July 3rd will be here at Warner Park. July 4th in Winterfield. 1-1 pitch misses high for a ball, throw down to 2nd, not in time. That one in and out of the glove of Kyler McIntosh, trying to advance to 3rd is Dickerson. The throw is not in time. Trotter Boston, the 2nd baseman, had to flag that one down in the shortstop position. DeGotti cannot get the tag down in time. Every wrong bounce going against Wisconsin Rapids right now. Out on third base is Dickerson with a 2-1 count to Justin Best. On deck is Liam Moreno, Shy Robinson to follow. A 2-1. Robinson spears this one on the ground over to short, charging in McIntosh. Gloves, throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out to end the inning. 1 left on by the Mallards, but they score 3 more and send 7 to the plate in this home half of the second inning. 7-1 the score. We head to the third. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third here from Warner Park. Top of the order due up for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters in a Friday night battle with the Madison Mallards. Danny Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. 7-1 the score right now in favor of the hosts. Four runs in the bottom of the first inning, three in the bottom of the second for Madison. Raptors got the game's first run in the top of the first inning, but seven unanswered since. First pitch from Harrison Bouchel. Front door breaking ball to the right-handed hitting Owen McElfatrick. It's in there for a called strike. McElfatrick went down swinging back in the first inning, his second punch-out as a Raptor. Now in game two of his tenure here in Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-1 misses outside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Trotter Boston on deck, Jorge Degatti will follow. A lot of work for Wisconsin Rapids to do here in game 17 of the season. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed by McElfatrick. It's now 1-2. For a couple of these guys, McElfatrick and Buchanan will have a chance to make their Witterfield debuts tomorrow night against Lakeshore. Looking forward to seeing all you Raptor fans in attendance. Bouchel's 1-2. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go around on the appeal to first? Yes, he did. McElfatrick down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the third strikeout for the right-hander out of Augustana College, Harrison Bouchel. Bring up the left-handed hitting second baseman, Trotter Boston. He's hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance back in the first, scored on that Max McGuire sack fly. Raptors coming into town this weekend, 4 games, 5 days. Plenty more homestands this summer as well. The first pitch to Boston is there for a called strike. If you're looking for a place to stay on a very, very last-minute trip this weekend, or at any time throughout the summer to catch Raptor baseball from out of town, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types the Cobblestone has this summer as the 0-1 breaking ball fouled back to the screen. In those variety of room types, you got some suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes 4 Lake Companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2 to Boston misses the outer edge. A ball and two strikes now on Trotter. Last night, Boston was in the 2 spot as well, but played short. Had that RBI single in the 6th inning to tie the ballgame up at 4 apiece. The 1-2. That one misses up and out. 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Boston. After Boston, it'll be Degatti, then Max McGuire. Right-hander Bouchel set with 10 on the pitch clock, 2-2-2. Swing and a miss. Boston going chasing. 2 up, 2 down, both by way of the K for Bouchel here in the third. A run on 2 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 7 runs on 7 hits and an error for Madison in the very early going of this 6th matchup between the two teams, not only on the season, but just within the last week or so. Going to bring Jorge Degatti into the box next for the Raptors. You see Donnie Scott, the field manager of the Mallards, talking to the home plate umpire. Got some changes as well, it appears, defensively for the Mallards. And we'll get those changes as soon as they're made available to us fans. It's on the Madison side, changes defensively this past inning. Degatti singled back in the first inning. Last night hit third for the Raptors as their DH and reached twice on a pair of walks. Scored both times around the path did Degatti in the third and fifth innings, drawing a six-pitch walk in the third and a five-pitch walk in the fifth. First pitch from the right-hander, Harrison Bouchel, a crisp fastball on the outside corner. That's called a strike. 92 on the gun there from the right-hander Bouchel, a native hailing from Colorado. The 0-1. Breaking ball, Degatti hits this one in the air, foul down the first baseline. After Max McGuire in the on-deck circle, it will be Grayson Schaefer. Here comes the 0-2. Fastball missing up and out. Bouchel looking to strike out the side. He'll have to wait another pitch to try and do so. It's a ball and two strikes now on Degatti. 1-2 the count, nobody aboard. Here in the top of the third, the payoff. Breaking ball, missing low and outside. Now two balls and two strikes. For the Mallards, when we get to the home half of the third inning, 7-8-9, Moreno, Robinson, Whittle. Bottom third, due up against Krusenberry. Bouchel set the 2-2. This one chopped on the ground, high on the left side, charging in and gloving. The third baseman, Hamilton, will throw across the diamond in time to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 third inning for Harrison Bouchel. He's worked three innings of one-run ball in his second appearance of this 2024 summer for Madison. Bottom third, due up for the Mallards. We enter the bottom of the third inning. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tristan Krusenberry back out on the mound. We enter the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Moreno, Robinson, Whittle due up. Moreno from St. Cloud State University singled back in the first inning in his most recent at-bat in this ballgame. Right-handed Krusenberry set the first delivery. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball downstairs. Chasing after it, Moreno. It's 0-1. As always, Rafter fans, can't thank you enough for hanging out with me all season. I know we're very early and we're not even a fourth of the way through, but I'm always appreciative of our time together. As the 0-1 breaking ball, another swing and a miss from Moreno. It's now 0-2. It's always interesting being up here solo, doing this by yourself, and as a challenge, and it's a challenge that I've enjoyed embracing. As another 0-2 break ball hit on the ground softly to second. Boston will eat it, ranging to his right, away from the first base bag. It is an infield single for Liam Moreno. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Very early on to the experience here with Wisconsin Rapids. I've enjoyed every minute of it. But more importantly, I've enjoyed being able to talk to you, the fans, and it feels like I'm just talking to myself up here calling these games. And I've been doing it for a while, and I've been calling games. I've normally had a partner with me. Had some solo opportunities, but most games I've had someone. And being able to do this by yourself, you not only learn a lot about yourself, but a lot about the game and what you're doing. As the first pitch to Shai Robinson misses up for ball one. And the opportunity presented here is one that I haven't taken for granted so far. I know we still have all summer together, but I always like to jump in and give gratitude to not only the people who have put me in this position, but the listeners as well, because without you, I wouldn't be here. And WFHR as well, having this fantastic connection with the Raptors. 2-0 to Robinson, swung on and missed. It's now 2-1. It's the 15th season of Raptor baseball, 31st season of the Northwoods League. And even though the Raptors have dropped the last few ball games and it's been tough this week, I still get to show up to work every day with a smile on my face knowing I get to do what I love. So I never take that for granted. Krusenberry's 2-1. Another off-speed missing low and out, blocked by Duggar. Now three balls and a strike on the shortstop Robinson. On deck is the catcher David Whittle, top of the order with Rasmussen to follow. That hit for Moreno, the eighth so far of the ballgame for Madison. Krusenberry's 3-1. That one misses low and out for ball four. Robinson, a five-pitch walk drawn. He's aboard for the first time tonight. David Whittle reached on an error in his first plate appearance back in the second. Later came in to score. Whittle hitting from the left side. Known for his grand slam that he hit against Max Weitzel back on Friday night a week ago at Witter Field to give the Mallards a 6-2 win and a lead in the ninth. First pitch breaking ball from Krusenberry, swung on and missed. A lot of off-speed stuff from Tristan early on into this appearance. Gave up three in the second, did Krusenberry, after Thomas Burns surrendered four in the first. So it's time for Krusenberry to remain in this ballgame and just eat up innings for Mike Spears' pitching staff on this Friday night. A one pitch fouled back by Whittle. It's now nothing and two. First two have reached in this inning. On the Madison side, it was an infield single for Liam Moreno, and you heard that five-pitch walk from Shai Robinson. Krusenberry looks in, gets the signs from Duggar. 0-2 coming in. Breaking ball, got him looking. The three-pitch punch out of Whittle, and the first out in this third inning. And Jake Schaffner will step in. He's in the spot of Connor Rasmussen, and Schaffner will stay in the ballgame and play second base. That was the defensive substitution that came back in the top of this inning. First pitch to Schaffner, hot shot on the ground, two hop to second. Boston gloves to McIntosh at second, one to first. Not in time. Runners are on the corners. That'll go down as a 4-6 fielder's choice hit into by Schaffner with two down here in the fourth. Robinson out on the base paths. It's Moreno at third for the left-handed hitting third baseman Davis Hamilton. Another RBI chance here for Hamilton. Had a double back in the first, later scored, most recently grounded out to the Raptors shortstop Kyler McIntosh back in the second inning. First pitch from Krusenberry. This one hit on a line into center field. It's going to get down in front of Mac O'Fatrick for a base hit. Moreno scores to second as Schaffner. It is 8-1 Madison. Four in the first, three in the second, and now one in the third for the Mallards. Jake Monroe, the three-hitter of Madison, has a chance to add more on with two on and two down. Krusenberry from the stretch rocks and fires a first pitch breaking ball in there for a called strike. Monroe, two for two tonight. I should say one for one in two plate appearances. He's two for two in terms of scoring when he gets on. First pitch, or I should say 0-1 pitch, break ball hitting the air left field. Beauchesne's there to make the catch and retire the side. Mallard's at another. Here we are through three at Warner Park. 8-1 the score in favor of Madison. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher to the ballgame for the Mallards. That's number 94, Liam Stump, in relief of Harrison Bouchel. Bouchel in his second outing of the season with Madison, going three innings, throwing 48 pitches. Two hits allowed, one run it was earned, did not walk a Rafter hitter and struck out four. 8-1 the score in favor of the hosts. The Raptors a run on two hits and an error thus far. 8 runs on 9 hits and an error for Madison. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR for the 17th time this season. Thank you so much for spending your Friday night here with me. 4-5-6, do it for the Raptors in this inning. It'll be Max McGuire, Grayson Schaefer, and Walker Buchanan. McGuire, the right-handed hitting first baseman, a sacrifice fly in his first plate appearance to bring in the game's first run in the top of the first inning. Stump starts him off with a breaking ball, swung on and missed by McGuire. Stump, out of Madison College, saw the Raptors last week. I mean, most pitchers saw one another last week as McGuire fouls this 0-1 back to the netting to make it 0-2. And for Stump, this is his second appearance of the season, both against the Raptors. Worked on June 8th. That Saturday night victory for Wisconsin Rapids, four runs allowed, an inning thrown for Stump, allowed two hits against Wisconsin Rapids that night. The 0-2 pitch bounced in for ball one. Stump threw in 9 games for Lakeshore last summer, 14 and two-thirds innings, collected 2 decisions in his 9 outings, a 1-1 record. ERA of a 6.14, a whip of a 1.7 down in Mequon. 1-2. That one is in there for a called third strike. 88 on that fastball from the right-hander, and it's the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Grayson Schaefer went down swinging to end the first off Bouchel, and he'll get to step in for a second trip. Looking at Schaefer a game ago, reached 3 different times. Drew 2 walks last night and had a base hit in the third. All guys were seeing the ball well in batting practice today, but between all the righties, Schaefer was definitely seeing it the best as the first pitch breaking ball misses low and out for ball one. Tyler McClanahan in the left-handed hitting group, the first group of BP, hit his final 3 pitches out in the final round they took all over the right field wall here in Madison as the 1-0 breaking ball from Stump misses low and outside for ball two on Schaefer. And obviously McClanahan not being in the lineup since Monday, so 4 days, and we're talking to McClanahan after BP today as the 2-0 is swung on and missed by Schaefer. Having some conversations with the guys throughout the year, but Tyler McClanahan sits right in front of me on the team bus, so I probably talk to him more than some of the other guys in terms of just, hey, how's it going? How's your day? Getting ready to rock and roll here. And he said after BP, he actually approached me as the 2-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. He said, I feel real good today. Not a single guy this year has made the effort to at least, we'll talk at batting practice, but in terms of coming up to me and saying, hey, I feel good. I'll normally go up to guys and say, how are we feeling today? It's like, oh, another day in the office. But after his round, he made a beeline to me and said, I feel real good today. 2-2 to Schaefer. This is low. He's worked a full count in his second plate appearance tonight. Schaefer was too, obviously sending his final 2 pitches of their barrels round over the left field wall. And probably one of the more relaxed guys during BP. Any song that comes on, Schaefer's usually the lead singer during batting practice. The 3-2. That one is on the outside corner, a breaking ball for Stump. That's called strike three. Two up, two down, a pair of looking strikeouts so far in the fourth for the right-hander Liam Stump. Walker Buchanan singled in his first at-bat as a Rafter to lead off the second inning. Imagine his nine games he appeared in with Virginia. The Cavaliers in the College World Series right now, losing the opening game today in walk-off fashion against the University of North Carolina. Righty-on-righty battle here. Stump set the first delivery to Buchanan. Misses low for ball one. Spent time at the Benjamin School. That was his prep school leading in to playing at Virginia this past year. Stump set the 1-0. Missing downstairs for ball two. Looking at the family tree of Walker Buchanan, his father Brian played for Virginia from 1992 to 1994, was a first-round pick of the New York Yankees, 24th overall in the 1994 Major League Baseball draft. 2-0 to Buchanan. High chopper down the third baseline. That'll roll foul. So obviously, Walker following his father's footsteps, playing in the ACC at Virginia. And Brian was the first ever UVA player drafted in the first round and was inducted into the Virginia Baseball Hall of Fame in its inaugural class back in 2018. 2-1 pitch here from Stump. Missing low and outside for ball three on Walker Buchanan. We talked about, too, John Havlicek, the grandfather of Walker Buchanan, a Celtics legend. 3-1 coming here to the Rafter left fielder. High chopper on the ground, left side charging in and gloving. Is Hamilton the throw to first base? Received in time by Monroe to retire the side. Rafters go down in order here in the top of the fourth inning. To the home half we go in Madison. 4-5-6, Harold Dickerson and Best due up for the Mallards. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom four live at Warner Park for more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball. Andy Ockham with you for Rafters Radio on WFHR. 4-5-6 for the Mallards due up in this home half of the fourth inning in an 8-1 Madison lead. Tristan Krusenberry on the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids, his third inning of relief work here tonight. Alex Harrell will begin the frame. Reached twice and has scored twice today for Madison. First pitch from Krusenberry to a misses for ball one. A run on two hits and an error for the Rafters. 8 runs on 9 hits and an error for Madison. 1-0 to Harrell, hit on the ground left side, charging into Gotti. Gloves and a running throw to first over to Max McGuire is in time for the first down of the inning. Bring up Corbin Dickerson. He's had quite the day, driving in half of Madison's runs. 2 for 2, a 3-run homer to make it 4-1 Madison back in the home half of the first inning, and then had an RBI single most recently in the bottom of inning number 2. Dickerson has played in all but one game against the Raptors this year. First pitch breaking ball from Krusenberry is in there for a called strike. On deck is Justin Best, Liam Moreno to follow. First run of the ball game scored by Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first. 8 straight unanswered from Madison as Krusenberry paints the outside corner there on that 0-1 delivery. It's now nothing and 2 on the Mallard right fielder. O2 the count, 1 out, nobody on the pitch. Swung on and missed, getting him to chase there was Krusenberry. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Tristan records a 3-pitch punch out, 2 up, 2 down here in the 4th inning. And for Justin Best, he's 0 for 2 tonight. Went down looking to start his day back in the 1st, grounded out to the shortstop of the Raptors, Kyler McIntosh, most recently to end the 2nd inning. First pitch from Krusenberry to Best is fouled straight back. For the Raptors, when we get to the top of the 5th inning, Duggar, McIntosh, McClanahan, lefty, righty, lefty, 7-8-9, do it for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 from Krusenberry. Hit on the ground over to first. McGuire will come in, glove, and take it to the first base bag himself. 3 unassisted. It's a 1-2-3 4th inning for Tristan Krusenberry. We are through 4 here in the state capitol. 8-1 the score in favor of the Mallards. You're listening to Rafter Baseball, a 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Seven, eight, nine, do it for the Raptors as we enter the top of the 5th inning from Warner Park. 8-1 the score in favor of Madison. Andy Ockmer, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball. Cashel Duggar, the catcher of UCLA, taking a first pitch low from Mallard right-hander Liam Stump to begin the frame. Duggar tonight, a 6-3 double play he grounded into back in the 2nd inning. Robinson to the bag, threw it to Monroe in time. 1-0 pitch, in on the hands, Duggar, a slow roller to 2nd. Schaffner will glove and throw to 1st in time. 4-3 goes Duggar for the first out of the 5th inning. A run on 2 hits and an error for the Raptors. 8 runs on 9 hits and an error for Madison. It'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. That bottom of the 4th inning worked 1-2-3 by Tristan Krusenberry. The first inning tonight where the Mallards did not score. Stump's first delivery to McIntosh misses low for ball 1. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. For more information, visit wisrapids.com. Once again, that's visit wisrapids.com. to find out more on what you can do in the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer besides attending a fantastic Raptor game. McIntosh skies this 1-0 pitch into the air to center field. Justin Best had a good beat on it and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Stump. He has retired all five batters he has faced so far out of the bullpen. The last nine hitters for the Raptors have been set down. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting right fielder from Orlando, Florida, the freshman Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan, the hand-selected beer batter of the night here in Madison. For an assisted fielder's choice, T-Mac hit into to end the second inning. First pitch from Stump to McClanahan, hit in the air, right field, giving over Chase Dickerson, laying out, and he makes the grab. It's a fantastic play by Corbin Dickerson. And for the third straight inning, the Raptors go down in order. We head to the bottom of the fifth in Madison, 8-1 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Raptor baseball back here. It's the bottom of inning number five from the Duck Pond. 8-1 the score in favor of the Madison Mallards. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors. That's the left-hander from San Antonio, Texas, in the Colorado School of Mines, Alex Honeyman. He's in relief of Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry finished his fourth outing of the season, throwing three innings out of the pen in relief of Thomas Burns. Honeyman now making his fourth appearance on the season. Krusenberry, three innings, four hits allowed, four runs, all of them earned, walk two, struck out two, throwing 41 pitches against the Mallards tonight. First pitch from Honeyman to the first baseman, Liam Moreno, is in there for a called strike. Got the 7-8-9 spots, Liam Moreno, Shai Robinson, and David Whittle do up against the Raptor southpaw. The 0-1. Missing down for ball one. Honeyman last worked on June 9th against La Crosse. Two innings thrown in that 8-5 win at home. Two hits allowed, one run it was earned, walked one, struck out one, faced nine logger hitters. Picked up a save, getting the final six outs of that game. 1-1 to Moreno. Laces this one. It's down into center field for a leadoff single. Alex's birthday was on Monday after the game against La Crosse. A little happy birthday song on the bus to the left-hander. As he already has a runner on with nobody out here in the fifth for the eight-hitter Shai Robinson. Robinson 0-for-1 and two trips to the plate today. Went down looking to end the first against Thomas Burns through a five-pitch walk against Tristan Krusenberry most recently in the third. Honeyman painting the outside corner on that first delivery. Arm side for the left-hander. It's called a strike. Leading off first, Moreno being held on by McGuire. The 0-1 from Honeyman. That breaking ball misses off the plate to even it at a ball and a strike. That base hit for Moreno hit number 10 of the night for Madison. We look across the Northwoods League scoreboard on this fine Friday evening. Third week of the season, so a third Friday night. 1-1 breaking ball, check swing on the appeal. Yes, he did. Robinson goes around to make it a 1-2 count. Homer Stryker Field, it's the 9-7 Kalamazoo Growlers leading the 9-8 Battle Creek Battlejacks, 3-0. Bottom eight, that one on ESPN Plus tonight. At the belt, Honeyman rocks and fires. Runner takes off. This one hit on a line into left center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. McElfatrick cutting it off in the gap. Robinson hit in the bag at first. He dives in head first safely into second with a no-out double in the fifth inning. To third is Moreno, two ducks on the pond for the Ducks here in the bottom of the fifth inning for David Whittle. At Wade Stadium, top six, the Great Lakes West division leader, 14-3, Wausau on top of the 9-7 Duluth Huskies by a score of 2-0. Back at Capco Park, now known as Moonlight Grand Field in Mequon, Lakeshore up big on the 8-9 Royal Oak Leprechauns. The Lakeshore Chinooks looking to improve to 9-8. They lead at 9-0, bottom four. David Whittle, the catcher, hitting from the right side for the first time tonight, swinging away at the first pitch in the air, center field, driving McElfatrick back out in front of the warning track. Owen makes the grab. Both runners tag in to score is Moreno. It is 9-1 Madison in a sacrifice fly for David Whittle. To third is Robinson. That's where he'll stay with one out in the inning. Maverick, the bat dog here at Madison, retrieving as he's done all night. High-scoring affair thus far at Hare Baker Field. The 6-10 Green Bay Rockers making the trip to play the 6-11 Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. It's 7-5 Green Bay. Lefty-on-lefty battle here, Jake Schaffner. Hit to his 4-6 fielder's choice in his first plate appearance of the ballgame back in the third inning. Honeyman starts him off with the first pitch, breaking ball that misses low and outside for ball one. Bottom five at Riverfront Stadium, the 8-9 Eau Claire Express visiting the 8-7 Waterloo Bucks. As the 1-0, that one misses the inside corner for ball two. 5-3 Waterloo over Eau Claire in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three runs on a hit and two errors for the Express. Five runs on seven hits, no errors for Waterloo. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from the southpaw Honeyman. On the outside corner, it's there for a called strike. Rochester leading Thunder Bay at Mayo Field. The last place Honkers playing the first place Border Cats. Top 5-2-1. Thunder Bay entering tonight 11-4. Rochester 2-15. The 2-1 pitch to Schaffner misses low for ball three. 1-0 Kenosha over Traverse City at Simmons Field in the bottom of the fifth inning. A couple of 9-8 teams going to battle tonight. Rockford Stadium where the 3-13 Kokomo Jackrabbits visiting the 12-5 Rockford Rivets. 4-1 the score in favor of Rockford in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1 pitch missing downstairs. Is a 5-pitch walk drawn by Schaffner. They're on the corners with one away here in the home half of the fifth inning for the left-handed hitting third baseman Davis Hamilton. Hamilton 2-for-3 tonight, doubled and scored back in the first, grounded out to the shortstop Kyler McIntosh back in the second, an RBI single in the third. McGuire holding Schaffner on at first. Lefty on lefty battle again here for Honeyman. First pitch. Breaking ball worked on the inner third, right down the heart of the plate, and it's called a strike. At Bill Taunton Stadium, home of the Wilmer Stingers, the 9-7 Stingers trail the 8-9 Badlands Big Sticks. Bottom five, 5-1 the score. Honeyman's 0-1. That one, an off-speed delivery missing low and out to even the count at a ball and a strike. Minot leading La Crosse at home 8-2 early, bottom three at Corbett Field. Last but certainly not least, can't forget about ISG Field, the home of the Mankato Moondogs, the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. 1-1 breaking ball in there on the outer third for a called strike. It's now 1-2. The Moondogs leading the Bismarck Larks 4-0, top six. Mankato entering tonight 8-7, Bismarck 11-6. Honeyman looks into Duggar, has his signals. Ready for the 1-2. Looks back at first, three on the pitch clock. Here it comes, missing up and out to even the count at 2-2. Looking at runs, Rafters put up their lone run in the top of the first, four in the bottom half of that frame for Madison. They added three in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the third, and one so far here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Davis elevates this one. Shallow left center field. McElfatrick coming in on it, as is Beauchesne to make the grab. Holding up on the tag attempt there was Robinson. He'll stay at third. They're on the corners with two down. A defensive change to note as well for the Rafters. After he just ditched his mask, Bryson Stripling is into the ballgame and catching for Wisconsin Rapids in Cashel Duggar's spot. It'll be Jake Monroe, hitter number six of the inning for Madison. He is 1-for-2 tonight in three plate appearances. Gets a